From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Continuing these studies in the Lord's Prayer, Dr. Alan Cairns invites our attention to the petition, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors," as he continues a message called Forgiven and Forgiving. In the course of this message, he is explaining the meaning of the terms in the petition. Debts refers to offenses committed against us by others. How is a Christian to deal with those who have offended him? Are we to forgive only those who apologize and repent of the wrong they have done us? What is the attitude we're to display toward the offender if he does indeed repent? The answer lies in the meaning of the word forgive. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled, What is Painful Will End. The text is Isaiah chapter 57 and verse 16. I will not contend forever, neither will I be always wroth, for the spirit should fail before me, and the souls which I have made. Our Heavenly Father seeks our instruction, not our destruction. His contention with us has a kind intention toward us. He will not be always in arms against us. We think the Lord is long in His chastisements, but that's because we are short in our patience. His compassion endureth forever, but not His contention. The night may drag its weary length along, but it must in the end give place to cheerful day. As contention is only for a season, so the wrath which leads to it is only for a small moment. The Lord loves His chosen too well to be always angry with them. If He were to deal with us always as He does sometimes, we should faint outright and go down hopelessly to the gates of death. Courage, dear heart. The Lord will soon end His chiding. Bear up, for the Lord will bear you up and bear you through. He who made you knows how frail you are and how little you can bear. He will handle tenderly that which He has fashioned so delicately. Therefore, be not afraid because of the painful present, for it hastens to a happy future. He that smote you will heal you. His little wrath shall be followed by great mercies.
Pardon all my sin and now
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If this series on prayer is helpful to you, you may be interested in obtaining Dr. Cairns's book, The Lord's Prayer, which contains the text of the entire series. You may purchase a copy in a number of ways. You may find the book on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Simply go to the website and click on Web Store. If you prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. However you choose to obtain a copy, you're sure to receive a great blessing as you apply these truths about prayer in your own life.
Scripture clearly teaches throughout both Testaments the necessity of restitution. So, these debts ought to be paid. But in the nature of the case in the text, the Lord Jesus is talking about moral debts which people cannot pay. Forgive us our debts which we can't pay to God, as we forgive our debtors, those things which they cannot pay to us. Now, when people sin against you, they may apologize. They should apologize. Sometimes that's the most difficult thing in the world to do. Christians can find it very hard to do. The words stick in the throat. The jaws seem to be clamped together. And bad situations become worse. And little problems become great problems. A little gulf that could be bridged by a timely word becomes a great chasm that causes a split for a lifetime. Apologies sometimes are difficult to make, but Christians ought to be quick to apologize. But remember, an apology in itself does not merit the removal of a debt. It does not necessarily restore the hurt that it has caused. But while an apology does not in itself merit our pardon, listen to me, it must have it. Our debtors must receive our pardon, because as recipients of God's mercy, we must be willing to show mercy. In Matthew chapter 18, the Lord Jesus speaks of an unmerciful servant who came with a great debt to his master and came under condemnation, and his master forgave him. He wiped out the debt. That unmerciful servant went out and he met another inferior servant who owed him a paltry little amount of money. And he grabbed him by the throat and said, "Pay me what you owe me." The man said, "Give me time and I'll pay." He says, "I'll give you no time," and took him and he threw him in jail. And his earthly lord, when he heard about it, came, reversed his decision and said, "You'll pay every cent that you owe me," and threw him and all that he had in prison. The Lord Jesus said, the moral of that, you must remember the moral of a parable. Don't read other things into it incidental to the story. The moral of it is, if you're not willing to forgive, then you will not have God's forgiveness. Now, Christians, we ought to remember that. It's very easy to get our backs up, and in our pride and in our selfishness, we isolate ourselves from people who have done us some wrong. But remember, whatever the wrong they have done to us, it is infinitesimally small in comparison to the wrong we have done to our God. And yet He has given us a full and a free and a frank pardon. And He expects us to be a forgiving people. We have received mercy, so we ought to give it. Therefore, the Lord Jesus says, we forgive our debtors. Now, a thought of who the debtors are. Think of this. We forgive our debtors. What does it mean for us to forgive? We have thought of what it means for God to forgive. What does it mean for us to forgive? Well, certainly it has something of the same elements. It means to cease from anger and wrath against those who have wronged us. Now, that's easy to say. But how many people compound an evil by taking a sin which has been committed against them and allowing it to be a trigger to cause greater sin in them? Take the two men I mentioned. The first man was certainly wrong in the words that he used that caused an injury. But the second man was equally wrong in allowing bitterness to be in his heart like a cancer. That's why I said, I wonder what the Lord will have to say to both of them on that day. Cease from anger. Cease from wrath. To forgive is to cease from punishment. Cease from trying to get, in Shakespeare's words, your pound of flesh. That's what it is to forgive. You remember we looked at the word forgive, and it had in some circumstances the idea of disregard. Let them go. That's what we pray when we ask God to forgive us our sins. Lord, let them go. Disregard them. When someone sins against you or me, sometimes the most difficult thing is to loosen our own grip of that. My, there is a perverse, almost pleasure in holding on to the memory and the thought of what the people have done to us. And the more we hold on to it, the worse it becomes. Jesus says, let it go. Let it go. That's what it is to forgive. Treat our debtors as far as possible. That's an important rider in the light of what will come to follow. Treat our debtors as far as possible as if they had not offended us. In most cases, the things that people get upset about don't need to take on a life of their own. In most cases, they are things that we can let go and assign to God. If we can't get an earthly solution or resolution, we don't need to keep on tormenting others and ourselves. Let them go and treat the debtors as if they had not offended. And again, where possible, restore to fellowship. We forgive our debtors with all this idea in it. Now that's quite a statement. The Lord's Prayer is the most prayed prayer in the Christian world. Many, many people glibly say, and some say it every day, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, but they have very little personal knowledge of what they're saying. Now, we forgive. That's what the Christian's saying to God. We forgive. We're not implacable. That's a big word. You may put it in an ugly word, unpleasable. Unpacifiable. Those are ugly words, but at least you'll understand the idea behind implacable. You know what it is to deal with people, and no matter what you do, you can never placate their anger. You can never get over the past. You can never sit down and again look each other honestly in the eye and know anything of brotherly love or fellowship or kindness. They will not have it. They are implacable. Now Jesus says, when you pray, forgive us our debts. You're saying, as we forgive our debtors, we are not implacable. We are not vengeful. We are not spiteful. We forgive. Now, let me say to you, that is a very realistic, down-to-earth, understanding of the biblical word love. You hear an awful lot about love in airy-fairy terms, but this is it in real terms. We forgive. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, that ye have loved one for another. But how on earth can that be if we cannot forgive one another? The Lord Jesus gives us this. We have debtors, but we forgive our debtors. When we come to God to pray, we are making this a statement of fact. Lord, we are saying, you know our hearts, you look into our souls, we are telling you the truth, we forgive our debtors. That's what we're saying to God. Now, that's a statement that raises very difficult questions. Must we forgive all our debtors? Even the obstinate, even those who continue in their wicked behavior toward us? Or do we forgive those who repent? Then, if we say we forgive all our debtors, must we never seek redress for wrongs done to us? Must there never be any legal satisfaction, either in the church or in the courts? Big questions. And the answer to them lies in understanding the meaning of the word forgive. Now, as far as possible, when we forgive, we have the Lord for our pattern. His manner of forgiving is the pattern that we seek to follow. Now, I have to say we seek to follow, and I have to also to say that there's a world of difference between divine and human forgiveness. They are not exact parallels. Ours is a fuzzy image. Take the example that the image of God is in man, but the image is infinitely inferior to the original. Even in man's perfect state. And so our forgiveness is in the image of divine forgiveness, but it's different in kind and it's different in degree. It's different in ability and even in responsibility. But with all the differences, we must seek to follow the Lord's procedures and patterns and precepts as far as possible. So, in real life terms, what does this mean? We forgive. Do we forgive everyone who sins against us, or just those who repent of what they have done? And can we never seek redress? Well, let's say this. There's a sense in which we forgive every single one. And that's the sense in which we have no right to be spiteful or vengeful. Take again the example I gave you. The first man sinned, but the second man sinned when he harbored spite and bitterness. I will not say revenge, for there was never any indication of that. But those are things that in themselves are wrong. If you sin against me, it may hurt. And I be honest with you, I'm not Superman, and I'm certainly not glorified. When that happens, the natural response is anger. And the natural inclination is to retain that anger. But it must not be. It must not be. There is such a thing as righteous indignation, but there's a lot of times when we hide behind that text and there's nothing very righteous about our indignation. We have no right to be vengeful. In that sense, we forgive all.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.